G'day, Gowie. How are you?
Yeah, morning, fellas. I'm great.
No, good stuff. And so around the country at the moment, we can still go and have a hit, can't we?
Yeah, we certainly can. I'm out at Terry Hills today. It's they've gone to great measures, and I've got to say, Golf Australia and the PGA have really helped out the golf clubs, your local golf clubs. Some have closed. A lot of the private golf clubs have closed, but they've gone to the measures. There's no rakes in the bunkers. They've filled the hole up with a stopper so the ball doesn't go to the bottom of the flag. Some golf courses, believe it or not, haven't got a flag on the green. Like, there's a hole, but you don't know where the flag is. So imagine playing golf without knowing where the pin is. So it'd be like you playing golf anyway, Laurie.
I'm terrible.
Actually, we haven't quizzed Clarkie on his golf. Have you seen Clarkie play golf, Gowie?
No, I don't ever.
Nobody would have ever seen me play golf.
You're not a golfer?
I'm horrendous. I used to play with my dad when I was a youngster, and then I stopped at about 13 because I started to get a sore back. And then when with degeneration in my three discs through my career, the only swinging of a bat I was doing or a club was a cricket bat.
Well, I always thought that cricketers were good golfers, but you reckon, who was it, Gowie, you said the other week, was the Blewett, Greg Blewett?
Yeah, Greg Blewett's by far. Everyone talks about Ricky Ponting being a golf pro. He could be a golf pro. He's a good player. He loves the game and he plays
Blue
a lot
is
of
a
golf.
Genius.
But Greg Blewett, he could turn pro. And you remember, it's an amazing thing what other athletes can swap over to golf. They've all tried, Michael Jordan, all that sort of stuff. But remember Scott Draper, the actual tennis player.
Yeah.
Scotty Draper moved over and done a really good job. He actually won a... Not a big event in Australia, but he won, I'm going to say, the Victorian PGA Championships 1 year down there in Melbourne. But he done an awesome job. But he's now back as an amateur, plays up there at Kapira Golf Club in Brisbane. So there's not many that really change over. A lot that have tried. I've got to say, Brendan Goddard, that played AFL, I've had him on the On Par show on Fox Sports, and man, that guy can play, but I don't know if he could go the levels of playing professional golf.
And at the moment, Gowie overseas, I suppose that commissioners, et cetera, are calling tours off. What's the latest news as far as getting tournaments played again?
Yeah, well, all the tour have now been called off until the end of May, and that's starting to be pushed out day by day. The PGA Championships this time last week, I think I told you that was in San Francisco at Harding Park, that's now called off. But an interesting one, Jay Moynihan, who's the commissioner of the US PGA Tour, he's actually taken a pay cut, not just a pay cut, but his monthly wage until they get back into tournament golf. He's not taking a wage. So it'll be interesting. Any other administrators in the world will do that. He's trying to feel the pain of the players. You know, he's on probably $7 or $8 million a year, but still, he's trying to feel what the players are feeling. And you know, they're quite interesting watching the golfers. A lot of the time, a lot of the ones we see on television are quite boring, but following a lot of them on social media, they're quite funny, believe it or not. I'd like them to bring it to the golf course sometime. Brooks Koepka and guys, they're bloody funny.
Gow, it might be a stupid question, but can you explain to me why we're seeing major tournaments called off or postponed, but we can play at local clubs?
Local clubs, there's a lot of social distancing going on. Where on tour, they just don't want to bring the players. A bit like the NRL, they don't want to bring them in harm's way at all. So that's why they called off the Players' Championships and these events. So with the club golf, it's still actually, it's a bit of a mental health thing too. It's allowed the blokes to get out.
Definitely.
Away from their missus from home. let's face it, that's one of the things. I live with three women. My wife, and at times that can be tough. I've got a putting green out the back I can get out to, and my dog, he's a male dog, and he'll listen to me. But, with the golf clubs, I think it's actually a healthy thing.
Yeah,
that,
I agree.
We're out playing. As long as we abide by all the rules, and all the rules in place are really good. Like, they're keeping everybody away from each other. And, there's only a 1-tee start, meaning that you all just go from the 1-tee. They're trying to keep less people on the golf course, but they'll, keep them all apart. And, the clubhouses are all closed, so the actual trade of a lot of golf courses are going to be down no matter what. But yeah, so yeah, the tournament play, I think they're doing the right thing there. You know, all the majors are going. There's an argument going around the world at the moment about, because we've got the Ryder Cup at the end of the year, which is one of the big events in the world. Will that overshadow the four majors? And I wouldn't think so. I think the four majors will go ahead, especially because I've got a bet in all four majors already this year.
Yeah, I've got a bet too. Koepka to win one major.
Oh, and very good bet. Mm. Oh, I think he's a certainty, well, not a certainty, but for the US Open in June at Wingfoot, it's a golf course that was built for Brooks Koepka. This is the one.
Oh, let's hope we see it back on course soon and we can honour your bet there then. Gowie, thanks for joining us.
That'll be your first.
Good on you, mate. Paul
see
Gowie.
You, Gowie.